Megacities. The growth of cities. People have lived in cities for thousands of years, yet even just 100 years ago, more people lived in the country than in cities. Today, with the world's population surging past 7 billion, almost half of all people live in cities. In fact, some cities have grown so big they are called megacities. Megacities have populations of more than 10 million, and they are found in different parts of the world. People move to cities for different reasons. For many, it is for work or education. Some are simply attracted to city life. Some cities attract people for various reasons, so many people move to them. When this happens, the population gets huge, making a megacity. One megacity is not the same as another, but they do have common problems. Challenges in megacities. Housing problems. Who would guess that megacities, with millions of places to live, may not have enough homes for all the people who want to live there? Housing can be very expensive in megacities because there is not much land to build on. In many megacities, some people just cannot afford houses. These people may build poor towns at the edges of the city in places that are thought to be unsuitable for building normal houses. Sometimes, these houses are made out of materials such as cardboard and scraps of metal. People who live in these sorts of crowded, unsafe conditions can face many difficulties. There may not be enough water, or the water is too dirty to drink. Rubbish and sewage are not disposed of properly, and diseases can spread quickly. People may lose their shelter when the land is taken back to make room for new buildings or roads. Pollution can make places unsafe to live. Megacity, mega mess. A megacity with its millions of people produces enormous amounts of rubbish every day. New York City alone produces about 14 million tons of waste every year. The more people there are, the more rubbish they make. And it all needs to be got rid of. Space for refuse is getting less and less, and it is very expensive to move rubbish a long way to be dumped. Not all cities have the money and technology to provide this service for all its people. If rubbish is dumped near where people live, it can cause dirty living conditions and disease. Sometimes people have to get rid of the rubbish themselves. They may dump it in nearby waterways, which can cause water pollution, or burn it, which causes air pollution. Air pollution. Having good air to breathe is very important to life, so air pollution in megacities is a serious problem that affects everyone. In some cities, and especially in megacities, the air can become thick with brown smog. Smog is a type of toxic pollution and can be caused by the millions of cars and the many factories that send out chemicals into the air. In some cities, warm air on top of cold air can trap pollution for many days. Breathing polluted air can damage health. It is especially dangerous for people with breathing problems. Some scientists say that air pollution could be partly responsible for as many as 7 million deaths each year. Polluted air can also affect the rainfall and damage the environment. Smog covers the city. Weather problems. Megacities can have many different weather problems. Some people have called megacities heat islands because of the high temperatures. The temperature at the center of a city can be several degrees higher than in nearby rural areas. It is higher because there are so many concrete buildings and paths that heat up in the sun and then radiate that heat back into the air. Warm air can also be trapped in narrow spaces between tall buildings. Megacities have many high-rise buildings and long streets, which can become a funnel for wind. Wind can blow and gust at very high speeds between the buildings, creating a dangerous situation for people. During electrical storms, these towering buildings can act like magnets for lightning. Electrical storms. Other environmental problems. As megacities grow and spread, they use up more land for housing, highways, factories, and businesses. There are not so many parks and open spaces for people to enjoy. The land changes. Trees are cut down, which can cause soil erosion and flooding. As the city needs more space, houses and roads are built in places where animals and birds live, forcing them to leave their natural homes. Megacities' use of water can dry up natural sources, forcing wildlife to leave. In trying to find more places for buildings, people may even fill in natural wetlands, which help filter water and prevent flooding. Factories pollute the air and waterways, killing plants and animals that live there. In many megacities, large ships come into the harbors. These can pollute the water and harm the sea life as well. Natural resources dry up. Enough to go around? Just getting enough food and water for everyone living in a megacity can be a huge challenge. As the megacity spreads, there are fewer farmlands to supply the city's needs, and food may have to be brought in from far away. This can be very expensive, which means the food costs more for the people who buy it. People need clean water every day, and megacities face a challenge to provide this water. If a city pumps the water out of the groundwater may eventually run out. If megacities get their water from rivers, droughts can cause water shortages. Then cities need to find a way to get rid of their wastewater. If they don't get rid of it properly, it can poison groundwater and waterways. Rice. Bread. Canned fruit. Waste. Getting from here to there. Traffic is a problem in most megacities. More people mean more cars are on the roads. In some cities, millions of people might also get around on bicycles or on foot, filling the streets with many different kinds of traffic. Most roads have not been designed to cope with the huge amount of traffic that fills them. So, in addition to polluting the air, the traffic also fills the roads, which is a danger to pedestrians, and fills the cities with noise. Traffic jams can annoy and even anger all the different users on the road. This can lead to increased car accidents. People can waste a lot of time trying to move from place to place in a megacity because of the number of vehicles on the road. Road construction. A traffic jam. Hotel TRYP Gran Via. Natural disasters. While natural disasters anywhere can cause major damage and loss of life, the effects can be even more severe in a megacity because there are more people and buildings. An earthquake can kill thousands of people and cause trillions of dollars worth of damage. It is difficult to fight fires in megacities because there are hundreds of buildings close together, and the streets are often narrow. Even heavy rain and strong winds can cause more problems in a megacity. When there is a natural disaster, it is difficult to move out the large numbers of people who live and work so closely together. Those who are stuck in the city may face a lack of electricity or even be unable to get clean drinking water. The hospitals that are open are overcrowded, and people can struggle to receive treatment quickly. Cyclone damage. What are cities doing? When most megacities first became cities, they were not designed to become home to millions and millions of people. Now city governments have to think of ways to solve the problems of all these people living in one place. Governments need to look at how they use space. In one megacity, the tops of buildings are used. Grass and trees have been planted to make parks. Some cities have used underground space, but these have to be well planned. If they are not built carefully, they can be a threat to buildings overhead. They have to be safe in case there are disasters such as floods, fires, or earthquakes. Underground. Rooftop. Subway trains make use of underground space and reduce traffic. Megacities will always have to find ways to solve the problem of having enough water for everyone. Some megacities are conserving water by turning off the water every other day. Others solve their water problems by reusing water that has been used in sinks, washing machines, and showers to water crops. Transport and pollution problems can be helped by having no drive days, making fuel cleaner, and encouraging people to use public transport. Megacities can make stricter rules about the air pollution that factories make. Some scientists think that reducing certain kinds of air pollution could save as many as 300,000 lives every year. What about all that rubbish? Megacities produce tons of it every day. Recycling it to make new products is one way some megacities are dealing with this problem. H. C. Public transportation. Recycle. Packaging. Paper. Waste. Megacities and the future. Every day, the population in the world increases by thousands of people. By the year 2030, it is thought that more than 60% of the world's population will live in cities. More and more cities will become megacities. Making these cities work well for every person living in them is the challenge. How can people move around easily, have a home to live in, enough food to eat, fresh water to drink, and clean air to breathe? There will always be challenges for megacities, but when people work together, they can find solutions that will help make these enormous cities happy, healthy, and exciting places to live. Index. Air pollution. Disasters. Disease. Diseases. Earthquake. Earthquakes. Fires. Flooding. Fuel. Governments. Heat islands. Housing. Population. Recycling. Rubbish. Smog. Storms. Temperatures. Traffic. Transport. Wastewater. Weather. Wildlife,